And I want you to sort of explain, but I'm making the assumption that you're coming into this World Juniors with a little more pressure and expectations for yourself than before. So that may not be the case. Can you speak to that?
Yeah. I mean, last year I had written at the top of my training log, Junior Worlds medal. And this year, just in black and white, win World Juniors. So I've been staring at that for since May or whenever I made that goal and on my training log. And I think you were talking about the skate sprint and for that to like start so well and then kind of just slip through my fingers, that was sort of hard to deal with. And there's a lot of emotion associated with that. So I guess, I mean, there's just a lot of emotion, and I've put a lot of, put all my eggs in this basket a little bit this year, which is really can make for strong positive and negative emotions, which is kind of good. It's nice to feel those strong emotions, but also just crazy to feel the positive side of it and kind of manifest that goal from the whole year.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious, like, whose advice did you take on Saturday post-race? I mean, some people have different strategies. You know, you get 10 minutes to let it stew and then you move forward, or maybe, hey, go watch the race again and think about this or that. What did you do on Saturday to just kind of process it?
Yeah, I think I gave myself a little more than 10 minutes because it sort of kept welling up. But right off the bat, when I heard that it wasn't lucky loser, I just let my emotions out in the forest. No one saw me. It was, I mean, super nice to just get it out there and hit the ground a little bit. And then come back, and I mean, every time I talked to my parents or a coach, that emotion would come right back up. But I think it felt really good to get that all out. And then I think when I really cleared up, that came from talking to Bernie Nelson, just about, we started just like talking about the emotions of it, and then just sort of went through the race and went through everyone's race. And that helped a lot, just like to really debrief. And then after that, I was, you know, it's just a race.
Sure.
And I was like, okay, yep, we got three more. Like, it was cool to, it's cool to like know I had that speed, and maybe my tactics aren't the best, but I had a strong result still, and just not quite what I wanted. And I felt like I was able to put that behind me pretty well, especially like, one of the biggest things for me was making sure I was there to support Ben, like going up to him before his final and being obviously strong and positive for him. And yeah, I think by that night it kind of felt like it was in the past and I could focus forward.
You obviously had a great race today and, you know, took the win in the 10K Interval Start Classic there. And I'm just curious, can you, you know, mindset when you stepped up to the line, I think you were you were in bib 103, which I think was the last starter. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And the two guys, the Italian and the German in front of you, were setting the fastest times and, you know, respectively were first and second at the 5K split. And you were roughly maybe 8.5 seconds off the lead at that point, which I think the German had. But let's go back to the start. Like, what was your strategy and knowing that you would have that kind of time, the luxury of getting their splits? So what was going through your mind?
I think as any race, like, I just need to focus on what I need to do for that day. And today I really wanted to start conserved because, I mean, it's not much altitude, but you feel it a little bit here. And I just wanted to make sure I didn't blow up in the end. And so I just took that first lap, like, way easier than it felt like I should have. Like, if you pace it right, I think it always feels maybe a little too easy, but I got into that kind of, like, flow, sort of like a lull almost. And it just sort of slowly built up as I went, and it was nice to like start easy but still hear that split that I was within striking distance, so I was never too far off.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think I just made sure I came into it calm and not with, like, I guess a fiery, like, intensity that people associate racing with a lot of the time.
Okay, and then at the 5K mark, getting that split, 8.5 seconds over 5K, obviously doable, and you put some time into those folks. You obviously just, like, ramp up the intensity and just lock in and just think to yourself, like, okay, I have 5K to make it or break it here.
Yeah, I think I sort of just maintained the intensity, and I felt like I maybe maintained the speed even, and it just got harder and harder to maintain that speed as I went, and it was close, so I knew I was still on track, and I hadn't gone over the edge too early, and so I just tried to, yeah, keep it smooth and just keep repeating what I had already started with.
I mean, do you feel relief? What do you feel? 19, you had that goal notched on your training log a year ago. I know, like, special athletes always are inevitably always hungry for more. Yeah, just kind of curious how that feeling sinks in, or are you like, okay, I want more now, or what's going through your brain?
Yeah, like, right off the bat, there's a lot of crying and big emotions, and then, you know, after like a half hour, an hour, it's sort of just another race, and I've told my friends it almost feels like it was sort of filling that goal, and obviously I've visualized this so much that it almost feels like I needed to do it, or I just had been thinking about it a lot, and for it to happen, it just fills that spot, and yeah, I'm satisfied, and excited, and yeah, I want more, but I'm also just glad, like, I feel like I'm in a good place, and I can just go for cool. Confidence, and just knowing that what I'm doing seems to be pretty good.